is a...
Exactly. In other words, when the guy is a rodef, so he forfeits his life. So he certainly is forfeiting his mammon.
His extension of his...
Right. So therefore, he's forfeiting his mammon, so therefore he could destroy it. But in the other case, the guy didn't forfeit anything. He's just saying, because he's a Russian, he's high of Mises, so therefore you could take his nechassim. That you can't do, because he has Yashim. But the Klei Zion, the Klei Zion that he's using, that you could definitely destroy, because he's forfeiting his money. It's his money now. So if he forfeits it, so then certainly you can destroy it.
There's no Yashim at that point.
No, because it's his now. And he's forfeiting, it's like he's mafker.
Why is he mafker?
Because he's in other words, what he's setting it at risk, because he's setting his life at risk, and he's setting his nechassim that he's going to kill the guy with at risk. If he's setting his life at risk, he's certainly setting the nechassim he's going to kill the guy with at risk.
Right, so it's predicated on the fact that he could forfeit his own life, but in terms of his nechassim, he has yarshim that he has to...
No. He doesn't have... He could do anything. He doesn't have to worry about his yarshim. He could sell the thing.
He doesn't, but you have to worry.
Yeah, but he forfeited it.
But I thought the question was predicated on the fact that he can't forfeit that which they have rights to.
He can forfeit anything. You can't take it. You can't take it because of his yarshim. But it's his. He could burn it, he could destroy it, he could do anything he wants with it. So he's forfeiting his murder weapon. If he's forfeiting his life, he's certainly forfeiting his murder weapon.
That's the Rodef case, right?
Rodef case, right.
And the second case?
In the second case, he's not forfeiting anything. You just want to take it because it's a Russia. So they always say you can't because it's a Russia. It's a Russia.
One second. But by the Rodef, he's forfeiting it because of the fact...
In other words, like, the question is like this. By my not giving him a shvua, what am I robbing him of? His chus shvua. Now you can figure out what his chus shvua is worth, just like by a ksuba, you can figure out what the ksuba is worth. How much would a guy pay to take the chance to buy the ksuba, depending on who dies first?
Right.
So over here also, I don't know whether he's going to swear or not, but it certainly is. I can estimate the value of what a person would pay. So he should only have to pay him day shemayim that amount. Which is less than the full amount. But Rashi says, no, you have to pay him the full amount. Why? Why the full amount?
If you maybe wouldn't swear.
Because maybe he wouldn't have sworn. And what would happen?
Then he didn't pay.
And he would have paid the full amount. So I was goring that he lost the full amount, but it's only a maybe.
And Gorim's Klishvor is a vadai.
Yes. That's the question.
Right.
Right. In other words, Lotzei Sidei Shemayim means that you want to be a Nucky.
Right.
You want to be a Nucky. So in order to be a Nucky, you have to make sure that you're not involved in any loss to this guy. So the possible loss here is the full amount. So therefore, to be a Nucky, you're going to have to pay the full amount. That's Russia. That's what you see for us. In other words, the fact that I didn't testify. So there, inadvertently, the day grandma, I'm causing the guy a monetary loss. So I'm chayiv lotzei sidei shemayim. But Taisus Havamina was that I'll only be chayiv lotzei sidei shemayim if I swear. But why should that be? Because in either case, I'm a grum on the guy losing his money. The answer is very simple, straightforward. Right, he supports it from the Mishnah, but what's his hava mean? The hava mean is difficult, because why should I say that I'm chayiv as a grumma only if I swear. Well, I'm the same grumma if I come to Bez and I say I don't know. And Gemara says, once I say I don't know, I can't testify anymore, because kivin shigashiv in a chazor magid.
There's no maisa there.
What?
No
so therefore, I'm causing the guy a loss. If I come to Bez and I say to the Bez, I say, did you see anything? I say, no. Now I can't testify anymore. And the guy's going to lose his money. So I was a gorim and the guy losing his money. So why should I think only Al Yedei Shua? What's Tosfos have on him? I mean, he's the same grandma whether he does it Al Yedei Shua or whether he doesn't do it Al Yedei Shua.
Is inactivity considered grandma?
What?
Is inactivity considered grandma?
Yeah.
He's not inactive. He says he doesn't know. He just doesn't swear that he doesn't know. But once he says he doesn't know, he's pusillatus.
How far do you take that if the guy doesn't show up at all?
What's that?
The guy doesn't show up at all, he's also causing the guy to lose.
Right. Then he's definitely not chayav.
Well, he could testify any time.
Yeah, go get him. I mean, that's like a grom grummo. Like, I didn't show up. I mean, you're not going to be chayiv in that case. The only chayiv where you say, I don't know. So then you're causing the guy to lose. But that's not my question. My question is, what's Tosfos Avamin? Why should it be only if I swear? That's the question.
So
in other words,
no?
Yeah, you were starting. Well, Mendy's polishing it off. That what Mendy's saying is that there's two things in grammar. One thing is that you have to be a cause, but also you need a maisa grammar.
Yeah, right. That's better correct.
Right, you need a maisa grammar. If I didn't do a maisa grammar, who says I'm chayiv? So Tosfos Avamin was that the pasuk is only speaking by a shvua. So there, I did a maisa grammar. So then I'm chayiv. Let's say sedesh mayim. But if I just said I don't know, who says that's even considered a maisa grama? So that would be a chiddush. So Tosfos answers, you're not chayiv. You don't need a maisa grama to be chayiv. You just need to disqualify yourself as a name, and that doesn't matter whether you swear or whether you say it.
You don't need a
maisa
grama.
You don't need a maisa. No, a shvua is not defined as a maisa grama any more than if you say I don't know.
You don't require a halachic.
In other words, it's true from the pasuk you might have said that, but it's not true because the halacha is the same whether you swear or whether you don't swear. It's just because he brings a reference from the Mishnah and. In Echadin Amominus, where it says that a person would say, what do I have to get involved with in this case? So, in Lo Yagid, the Nasa Avana. So, the Mishnah is speaking not in terms of Shul, but in terms of getting involved. So, Tais brings a Raya that what the Torah considers grama is the fact that you disqualified yourself as an aid, and that's the grama. So, Tais answers very good. There's no halacha that the shvua is a maisa grama. You need a shvua bedafka to accomplish the maisa grama. The amira is also a maisa grama. The machayev is that you put yourself in a position where this guy, as an aid, you put yourself in a position where this guy's going to lose money. And now the Torah says if you swear, then you chayev on top of that a carbon shvua. That's what Tosfos means, and the Torah is saying that's the complicated lashon of Tosfos. That in the case where you would be causing the guy a loss, if you swear, then you chayev a carbon shvua. That's a different halacha.
Right.
That's Tosfos. All right. So
Rabbi?
Yeah.
So what you're saying really is that.